This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to figure out if T-Hack's daughter...
I'm impressed.
Is she smart or is she dumb?
She's so smart that she's dumb.
Okay, I have two children. Granted, it was a long, long time ago that they were Hazel's age. She's one at this point, right?
Yeah, coming up on two.
Okay, so... Oh my God, are you due for another kid? Oh boy. Are you going to have another kid?
No, I don't think so.
You really don't?
Really?
No, I don't think we are going to. No, we've kicked around a lot. I definitely would like them. I love kids. They're the best having them. But we got a great interest rate on our house. And we're stuck here. So.
Oh, you'd want to add another bedroom?
We're full up. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you had another boy, you could have like two beds in Leo's room if you had another girl. I mean, you know what
Bunk
I'm saying?
Bed, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know if it's, did all, this is a good question, I guess. Did all parents go through this of all ages, or is it the way the economy and just the world and stuff is right now that it's like, man, we could give our two kids an awesome life. We could give three kids a pretty good life. We could give four kids an okay life. You know, it just goes down it feels like the quality of life goes down as you have more kids now. Or did it always that way?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely knew I didn't want to move out of man to man. Like, that's why we stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, and we made really cute kids, but it's like, it's hard enough herding cats when there's two. And to imagine... I mean, there is a point where Leo could help. If you wait long enough, Leo is sort of a help.
Yeah.
Like picking up the blown coverage you have on kid number three.
Yeah.
But like, it was never financial for me that much because I had kids very late.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, I really want to have all my ducks in a row financially.
Yeah. Well, I know recently Leo asked if we could have another kid. He's like, I would like a little brother. And Angie said, okay, well, it could also be another sister. And he said, never mind.
Oh my God, I love how honest he is.
He loves her. I think he's like, one's good. One is all
but
right.
But he just wanted a boy to rough up.
Exactly.
He wants to like... Yeah. He'll learn. Him and his sister. I bet you his sister kicks his butt.
T-Hack posted some pictures of them on his Instagram. T-Hack is whack. And they like, you can tell they love each other. They're in like their snowsuits or whatever. And like their cheeks are so rosy and their noses are so rosy. So
yeah.
Cute.
We catch them playing together all the time. Yeah, okay. It's the best.
All right. So let's get into whether your daughter is smart or stupid.
Okay.
Because.
All that preamble.
She is. I remember maybe once coming into the nursery, or I guess it was their bedroom, but it was just set up like a nursery because it's or whatever. And there being poop somehow gotten their diaper off.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
And then they're just like, what's this? Paint?
Oh,
and
then gosh. Just,
yeah.
No.
I mean, the more you've taught your kids to be artistic and like done finger paints and stuff,
yeah.
You think you're helping your kid out, but it's really screwing you in the long run.
Yeah.
If they get their diaper off.
I have a vision.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to make this is, it's like
I'm
Starry
gonna
Night.
I'm going to paint the ceiling.
It was, yeah. But that happened like once per kid.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And something about that, I don't know if it turned them off or the shrieking sounds we made as we walked into the room and realized there had... like a monkey gone awry amount of poop everywhere, but like they never did it again.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Your daughter is breaking that curve.
She is, yeah. Thankfully, it's only happened once with poop. where we've gone in, and she didn't really, it wasn't quite the Picasso or whatever like you, like Yurk was.
I like it, Picasso.
It was just, it, she had
it's
got,
it's poop Casso.
Sorry. She had gotten the diaper off in the middle of the night, somehow gotten her PJs or zip up jammies off, and had gotten the diaper off, and it was a mess, so we had to clean it up. And I had a talk with her, sat her down. I said, we got to leave your diaper on. On. And she repeats it. I'm like, aww. On. Leave it on. Leave it on. But she doesn't leave it on. Thankfully, it hasn't been poop again. It's only been pee. It just had a full diaper. So you still have to wash the sheets because there's, it smells. But it's not like messy in the same way. But we cannot figure out how to get her to not take her diaper off.
Now, this, to me, when you think about it, she wants to play with her pee and poop, and like she won't stop taking her diaper off, sounds kind of stupid. But follow my logic on this, people, fellow listeners of the show. Like, she's wearing a onesie, or she's wearing jammies with footy. Like,
footy
she's
with a zip,
wearing
every
clothes
time.
With it. That's hard.
Yeah.
Like, as the dad standing over the daughter trying to get it off, sometimes you struggle.
With the zipper, like, at the top, hidden by the little
flap.
Yes,
it tucks
in.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And she's completely naked when we go in. Just the whole thing's off and the diaper's off.
And to add to the diabolicalness, she's now added yet another wrinkle to the equation.
I went in this morning, and she kind of had her leg out of the jammies, and I was like, okay. But then she had the diaper on. I thought, okay, good. You started.
She's over it. She's done.
You remember the talk we had, right? The father-daughter. You remembered your father's wise word. Yeah, on. I'm changing her, and I'm telling her, great job, you left it on. And then I realize the diaper is on, but it's on backwards. So I realize, you've taken it off and put it back on the wrong way. And it's full. It's wet. And it's like, so now you're taunting me. It's at this point. You're going,
she might be a criminal mastermind.
But why is she taking it off? I was clear.
Because she's dumb. I don't know the answer. I've never heard a kid. Why does she want to?
I don't know. Is it because she's uncomfortable? Is it like, and we don't know when it's happening either. Like it. We have a monitor and we can see in, and when we go to bed, everything looks fine. So I don't know if it's happening in the morning or sometime overnight, or like when it's, or is she filling the diaper and then going, I got to get this thing off of me. That would be smart, because that's what I would think, right? Anytime I pee my pants, I'm like, let's get me out of these. Honey.
You should put like a dry diaper in there too. See if she puts on the new one.
And a Rubik's Cube.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.